Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, we're going to continue our conversation today, talk a little bit more about adolescence. Yesterday, okay. We talked about this 14-year adolescent period, but today we're going to talk about a very nice perspective of thinking about how we should look at adolescence, and especially as it relates to this new phenomenon of failure to launch.
What happens at the end of adolescence, whenever it happens to be, whether it's 16, 20, or 25.
Right.
What happens at the end of adolescence? What should happen?
Right.
And if it doesn't, it's called failure to launch.
Yeah, failure to launch is that phenomenon of not when your adolescent reaches the age of adulthood, when we typically think that they transition to independent living or going out and striking out on their own. But instead of doing that, they stay home and they stay under the care and all of their parents.
Right. They extend that period of dependence.
Yes. And so this is an article written in Psychology Today by Dr. Jeffrey Smith, and it's called Failure to Launch, the Wheel of Motivation.
Right. And I like the structure.
Yes.
I like the way he structures this.
Yeah. And we've talked about motivation before. And what I like about the way that he talks about it is that this wheel turns. It's going to turn one direction or the other direction.
That's right.
And if it moves in one direction, we are progressing towards independence and living out on your own. If we turn in the other direction, we're looking to extend adolescence maybe a little bit longer than one would want.
That's right. Because he makes this a motivation issue.
Right.
And he says, what happens is we are evolutionarily programmed to avoid stress.
Right.
Take over. I have to clear my...
You have to clear your throat? Right. We're developed in such a way, we're created in such a way that we avoid stress. We do not want to experience discomfort as your discomfort.
This is discomfort. Right.
So we don't want to experience discomfort, so we avoid that as best we can and as often as we can.
That's right. And that's normal and natural and okay. It's biologically adaptive to avoid anxiety, stress, distress, whatever it is. So he said, that's okay, But that's okay in a jungle. That's okay on the savannah. That's okay when you had real threats to your life out there. He said, in our culture today, those threats are absent, but our bodies react the same way.
Right.
So we retain this ability, this drive to avoid stress. He said, so that part's normal. He said, the problem is when you start to limit, you reduce your motivation, you limit your exposure to stressful situations, whether it's school or college or exercise or whatever it is, you begin to limit and you begin to narrow your world so that you avoid this stress and you avoid this stress and you avoid this stress. And then the wheel starts to move in the other direction.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Because we've talked about with anxiety before, the paradox is that the thing that relieves your anxiety the fastest, thing that maintains your anxiety the longest.
Right.
And so if you're anxious about going to school, it's going to make you driven to avoid school. And so avoiding school relieves stress, but it also is going to make it infinitely more difficult to go to school the next day.
The longer you're out of school, the more difficult it becomes. The longer you avoid doing something that's stressful, the more difficult it is to get back. That's why they say, you know, you get knocked off a horse, you get right back on. You know, something bad happens, you get right back on.
Right.
Because the longer you avoid, the more difficult it becomes.
Right. So one of the things he refers to is when talking about this wheel is the idea that to go from being a child that's cared for and taken and protected and all that from your parents, to go from that to being independent, that's quite a change. That's a bit of a step.
It's a big transition.
Right.
To go from depending on others to depending on yourself.
Right.
And what his recommendation is, and very consistent with a lot of the things that we've talked about, is we should begin that transition early. He talks about taking small steps.
Right.
Small steps towards that ultimate goal. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yesterday we talked about the idea that adolescence can extend from 10 to about 24, 25 or so.
Right.
If you begin when you're 10, when your child's 10, you begin to build those independent skills.
Right.
By the time they're 18, they're going to the jump from where they are at that time to complete independence is not as great as it would be had you not started.
That's right. Because if you have to put your children you have to put your children in circumstances that challenge them while you're there to support them,
right,
and they learn in overcoming those stressful, anxiety-ridden, that they can handle it. Oh, yeah, I really can do this.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, mm-hmm. So if you think about that adjustment to adulthood where you have to, now you're responsible for taking care of your own laundry,
right,
and you have to have a job, and you have to be able to pay bills, and you have to take care of your environment.
Right.
To go from not doing any of those things to be able to do all those things is a massive change that's going to create a great deal of stress and challenges that we're going to avoid. But if you start, you know, if you have your 10-year-old doing their own laundry, and then by the time they're 12 or 13, they have their own bank account, and by the time they're 15, they're starting to work, and by the time they're, you know, 16, 17, they have their own bank account and they have their own bills, and they're taking care of their phone bill and all that kind of stuff. At that point, that change to independence isn't quite as great. Now it's just living in a different place.
That's right. And there are many parents who, all parents, have this urge to sort of shelter, protect, and help to make our children successful. There was this concept years ago that, you know, if children get used to success, they will always be successful.
Right.
But and so parents scaffold and they help and they guide and they assist and do things for kids so that their kids will achieve success.
Right.
In the meantime, what you really want them to become is competent.
Right.
You want them to become independent and competent.
Right.
And to do that, you have to allow them to do things themselves.
Right. Success should not be your goal. Competence should be your goal.
Right.
Because to achieve competence means you're going to not be successful all the time. You have you have to try different things out.
That's right.
So competence should be the goal, not success.
I mean, isn't it wonderful if kids could say, well, yeah, I'm stressed out about this, but I know that I can handle it.
Yeah.
How do I know that? Because I've done it so many times in the past. I've done this before, and I know that I can handle it. And you have to allow your children to be in those situations where they learn to overcome these things.
Right.
Right.
So yesterday we talked about this extended adolescent period and that we were going to talk about some strategies this week to handle it. Mm-hmm. Here's your strategy. Your strategy is start early. Start building those skills when they're still in middle school, the end of elementary school even.
Right.
You know, as soon as your child starts to show some interest in cooking, get them to start cooking.
Cook themselves.
Yeah.
Cook themselves. We don't want them to cook themselves.
Well, that would be odd.
They should cook on their own. You mentioned that you have to get them ready across those across time during adolescence, however long it is, that you provide them with opportunities to learn to do this. If you happen to be in a situation where your child has failed to launch, if you have a 22-year-old or 24-year-old, 26-year-old still living at home, remember, the same thing applies. Mm-hmm. You're not going to go from, look, they're still dependent on you.
Right.
Okay. So you're not going to go from complete dependence to complete independence simply because they get a job.
Right.
Simply because you kick them out of that. Right. No, you have to take the same small steps. You have to recapitulate what didn't happen.
Right.
For some reason, it didn't happen. It might not be. It doesn't have to be anybody's fault. It's not that the parents failed or the child failed.
Right.
All that happened is that this child didn't take those steps and learn how to manage the anxiety. Okay, so now you have to do that.
Right.
But let's take small steps.
Right.
Let's begin with a checking account. Let's begin with laundry. Let's begin with, hey, look, you're living in our house. You have some responsibilities here. Because if a 24-year-old is living with a roommate, the 24-year-old would still have to clean and clean the bathroom and clean the floors and do dishes and take care. So they should be doing the same thing at home. They should be assuming, but take small steps.
Yeah.
Don't take a too big a step,
right,
because that's not going to work. Take a small step.
Yeah.
Take baby steps.
And, absolutely.
You know, get them back to where they should be at 25 or 26 or 27.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right.
So
that's it for today. Until next time, check out the article. It's really well-written article.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. Mm-hmm. All right, until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.